Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Ellen Rohr is here. We're excited about that. Ellen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the she's the bare bones business expert. Where did the money go? If your business isn't performing financially like you think, you got to buy this book, Where Did the Money Go? By Ellen Rohr. It'll change your life. She's one of the people, one of the smartest people I know when it comes to getting down and dirty and operating your business, you know, like you should. Roll up your sleeves and get it done. She's our good friend, Ellen Rohr. Welcome back.
Thank you. Hello, darling.
It's good to have you back.
So happy to be part of the Brain Trust. Makes me so proud.
Well, you're a very important member. And, folks, Ellen is just like you. She's a business owner. Mm-hmm. And she's a talking head now. But long before she was a talking head, she was having successes and failures in business. So she's, when Ellen speaks, you should listen. Ellen, you've got somebody else on your mind today, though. Tell us about it.
I do, and it's part of being the Brain Trust. It's part of surrounding yourself with people who are going to make something more of you by their association. And I want to tell a story about Zig Ziglar to get started.
Right. Tell him who Zig Ziglar is.
Zig Ziglar is a classic motivational speaker. Now, he died a couple of years ago, just about this time of year. His family is carrying on the legacy. He has three kids, Tom, Julie, and Cindy Ziglar. And I just completed their Ziglar certified training 2 weeks ago. Life changer. And I wanted to talk about Zig and mentorship. And may I share my first story of Zig when I met Zig? Okay, you can go to Ziglar.com. It's spelled Ziglar.com. You can sign up for their daily quotes and motivational things. There's a lot of free information if you want more information about Zig Ziglar. I met Zig on a Peter Lowe stage once upon a time. Do you remember those big success seminars?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I saw him speak. And he loves his wife. He calls her the redhead. He says she's a decided redhead. He talks like this. He really enunciates.
And that hair's not for nothing, right?
Oh, yeah. He's got this southern preacher aspect to his speaking that's just beautiful. So he enunciates every word, especially the ending consonants. So good. And he talks about his wife, Jean, who I met, and she's wonderful. His wife, Jean, is he calls her the redhead, or the decided redhead, because every Thursday she decided she'd be a redhead.
I'm sure
he loves her so much, and he talked about this little story where he would open up his wallet and find that his wife, Jean, had put some money in his wallet. And then he expounded on
That's not how it works at my house.
Well, it's not how it works most of the time. We usually take.
And right.
It was so...
My wallet's so usually lighter after my wife has been nearby.
Well, it changed. You know, I don't always do it, but from that day, and it was, 30 years ago, when I get cash, without saying anything, I put money in Hot Rod's wallet because it's fun to just find money in your wallet. It's just a kindness. It's a loving gesture. And it made
a huge impact. Cookie. A cookie works for me, too.
A cookie works. Just to do something that's a little note or something. The way he talked about his wife really changed my thoughts. It's not ever about them. It's always about you. And the power of personal responsibility, I call this staying inside your hula hoop. Work within your hula hoop first.
Right.
And what can you do in a situation? And these small kindnesses can make all the difference in business and in life. Zig is considered one of the masters of motivation, and if you have not heard him before, I'm going to introduce you to him today and turn you on to some of the things that I learned as part of the Ziglar certified training.
Yeah. So what's the most important thing you took away from Ziglar?
That your life can be balanced. That as you explore, he wasn't about, you know, being more successful, although he ended every single session he ever gave with, now go out there and sell something. Those were always his closing words. He was a sales trainer,
Right.
And he grew up very poor, and as a door-to-door salesman selling pots and pans at one point in his life, as he developed his business and his fortune, and he's had
all kinds of
good times and bad times. Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
That's how Mary Kay got started, too.
I was a little kid. I used to sell vegetables door-to-door. Seriously.
You know, there's...
In a wheelbarrow.
In a wheelbarrow?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that taught you some things, I would imagine.
It taught me how to walk up to somebody and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
How do you like me so far? Was that your opening line?
No. My opening line was, "Ma'am, every ear of corn has a worm in the top of it."
Oh! Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. You break off that part.
Yeah, I learned to cut that off, by the way. Anyway, let's get back to Ziegler.
But that kind of that home-son thing. So when you go to Ziegler, and when he spoke, he talked about having a balanced life. And so one of the tools that they use right now is called, was called the Wheel of Life. And in the course of the training, it was a week-long training, very intense. I thought I was going to be able to sit in the back, by the way, and check emails and everything.
Right.
Oh, no, it was immersive, like from minute one. Great exercises, very emotional and engaging, different speakers. One thing,
how much of it stuck with you, though? You know, sometimes when people who are motivational speakers, you know, you've seen them. You go and you enjoyed hearing them. They were entertaining. The things that they said made sense. But the next day, honest to God, couldn't remember anything that they told you.
Well, let me share a couple of practical exercises.
Am I right?
Yeah, totally, totally. And let me share a couple of practical exercises that we can use. So one of the things was this Wheel of Life, where you grade yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on every area of your life. Your physical area, there are a lot of people who are hurting in that area.
Mm-hmm.
On your spiritual level, your family, your business or your career. And you measure yourself by your own ranking, and the wheel should be round. So, you know, it's on a wheel and you measure it. But if you've got, like, you're doing great at work, you're doing great at home, but you do nothing for your community, or
mm-hmm.
you're, you know, 500 pounds overweight. It mm-hmm. makes you realize that there are certain areas of my life that I need to expand. So the idea of a personal assessment of where you are in each part of your life, that practical assessment was very, very helpful for me. And you know what? The one thing that I have a great life. I've worked very hard on my personal and professional development. And I don't spend enough time with my family, and I'm making a commitment
mm-hmm.
to do more vacationing and fun things together.
Good.
You know how it is when you have adult kids.
Absolutely.
You have to go get them.
That's right. They don't come. That's exactly right. You have to grab them up by the scruff of the neck like when they were three. Hold on to that thought. EllenRohr.com, ladies and gentlemen. And that's R-O-H-R.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.